Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Sam.
And we're joined in studio today by our DW SciTech colleague, Fabian Schmidt. Fabian, thanks for coming in.
Yes, hello. Hi.
And Fabian, you're here today to talk about testing for the coronavirus.
Corona, yeah.
And the backdrop to that is that on the one hand, we are testing, we, the world, there are more tests being carried out every single day than ever before, and yet it's not all perfect. It's not going according to plan everywhere. So Fabian, first of all, let's start with what are the different ways available to most people in most countries to get tested for the coronavirus?
Okay, the first is a polymerase chain reaction PCR test, which will actually find out whether you are currently infectious or at least you have enough virus that you could potentially be infected. That thing is being taken with a cotton swab from the nose or mouth. The second point is that the PCR test also exists as a rapid test, but these are basically very small devices that can do only one or two tests at a time, or maybe four at a time, and they will produce a result in 45 minutes. The other PCR test usually takes at least a day for you to get the results, if you're lucky. The other tests are the antigen tests. They are very new. They are supposed to produce also rapid results or quick results, also within a few minutes, but they also need special equipment. They're often being compared to a pregnancy test, but they're not as simple as a pregnancy test because you can't do them at home alone. You need an analysis device for the respective cartridge. And the third one is the serological test, ELISA, or antibody test, which looks into your blood. You have to give a blood sample, and you're looking in the blood for antibodies against the virus. And that will show whether you have been infected or whether you got a vaccine and you have some kind of immune reaction.
So, Fabian, you also wrote that there are over 350 tests worldwide that have been developed so far. So how are regular people supposed to be able to discern between these tests, or if they see them online that they could maybe buy? How should people be thinking about dealing with getting tested?
In Germany, it's fairly simple. All tests are only available through doctors because SARS-CoV-2 is it's considered a dangerous infectious disease, and therefore the pharmacies are not allowed to just give the tests out to everybody. Because if a test is positive, it has to be reported to the authorities. So therefore, ask your doctor and ask him what he recommends.
That sounds great. But Sam, you had an experience recently with a doctor where that didn't go according to plan.
Well, yeah, back at the beginning of the pandemic in March, I was sick and went in and, you know, my doctor said, have you been anywhere that had high infection rates? And I said no. And they asked if I'd been around anyone who had a confirmed case. And I said no. And even though I had many of the symptoms, she said, well, we're not going to test you then. And then recently, I mean, this is 6 months into the pandemic, this exact same thing happened to my boyfriend going to the doctor. His doctor asked him the same two questions, and he said, no, I haven't been around those people, but I'm not feeling well. I have a fever.
So is Germany, it makes me wonder, is Germany...
That's a good question.
Is Germany at a point where anyone who wants to go get tested can go and, you know, they say, look, I'm feeling concerned?
We had a situation until recently where everybody who returned from outside the country could get tested. So I'm very surprised to see that people who have been with symptoms would not be tested, but people who are without symptoms returning from countries which are not considered risk areas could get tested. They would have to pay for it, however. Now, I'm not sure if the doctor just didn't want to offer you a test that you would have to pay for yourself, maybe.
This is obviously anecdotal, so we can't extrapolate to the whole population, just a couple of experiences in my life. But, I mean, what are we seeing in Germany overall when it comes to testing? And how does that compare to some of the other countries like South Korea that maybe are doing better?
Yeah, South Korea was one of the countries that started setting up test centers right from the beginning. And they have been very successful with it because they didn't put any requirements. So anybody who wanted to get tested had an opportunity to drive up with his car and get tested. And the South Koreans managed to detect cases early on this way and then to isolate these people. Of course, with your experience, if you had COVID-19 and you wouldn't get tested and the doctor just say, stay at home, get healthy, well, that doesn't really help much.
I mean, this was back in March.
Okay, right, that was in March. Yeah. Okay, probably the testing capacities there weren't really developed yet.
No, there. That was, I believe, at a time where Germany was proud of conducting something like 50,000 tests a week.
Yeah, basically, it's clear. The more you know, the better it is. It's the same like with testing for AIDS. I mean, how can you prevent the spread of the disease if you don't know that you got it?
Science Unscripted.